So. So the thing that started our conversation today was a simple phrase. It's the simplest phrase. We were outside shooting hoops like 30 minutes ago, and a friend of mine comes by, who I didn't know was a friend of Jay's as well, and she says these fateful words: "The train is coming." You hear the train right there?
I hear the train. You know,
that's an omen.
It was building your story out.
She said these fateful words: "I saw Jay, and I decided not to get married." Now that doesn't mean anything if you just hear these words, you know, in a random sentence. But, you know, knowing people as I do, I knew that these words meant something. And it was very interesting to me what these words meant. Because, one, if you see Jay and something changes, that's okay. That's a given. Because when you see Jay, usually something's about to happen. Like...
Or something just happened.
Something may have just happened. Or something is definitely about to happen.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Conclusive evidence that this is true. So when you hear a sentence about what happened after you see Jay, you tend to take it at least right away 7 out of 10 seriously.
Okay.
Because if anyone has seen Jay, you know something has happened.
Yeah.
All right.
that sounds like I got like a scar on my face.
I saw Jay and I decided not to get married. Think about these words. This involves like a mind changing experience, a time bending experience. Like, I was gonna get married.
I think it was I met Jay and I decided not to get married.
Yeah, you know what?
I feel it lends it even deeper.
That's
the deeper
problem with
that
memory.
Way.
That's the problem with memory. When something happens this fast and you hear it, you kind of, the phrase you hear isn't the way it registers in your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know that she said she saw Jay and then changed her mind kind of as to getting married. You know.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here?
Well, knowing Jay, hadn't known her that long, I knew she was not getting originally married to Jay. This must have been someone else. So that means Jay changed her mind.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's impressive. And then I was like, whoa, wait, what?
To me, the big part is when you started having a conversation with her, because I don't know her. She's your friend?
Yeah, we hang out before, smoke some reefer.
She mentioned that Jay's ex-girlfriend contacted her.
Right.
That's when my interest was piqued personally.
Right, okay. After that, there's like, that's pretty intense. This all happened within maybe about a month of time. All of this.
3 months.
3 months?
3 months.
You mean from now?
The last three months.
There must have been like a month in the middle.
I met her between 2 and 3 months ago.
Okay.
All right. Around the same time that I was getting back together with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. I've been invisible. I'm not on top of these things right now, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, we're all getting older. Well, I'll keep in, you know what I mean? This is like, I keep a little bit more of my private life private.
Yeah, I feel you.
Until I'm asked questions, and when I'm asked questions, I'll deliver.
Check in when you
I met her when, at the same time I was getting back together with my ex-girlfriend. And
which is never a great thing to do.
Hey, this is a no-smoking establishment.
I know, Casey got me nervous.
That's okay. He's jumpy. Here, I got some weed to cover it up with.
But yeah, so you're saying 3 months ago. This is around the time you got back together with the ex-girlfriend?
With my ex-girlfriend, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you met her around the same time?
Around the same time.
Before or after?
Well...
That's my question.
Like, you know how it is getting back together with ex-girlfriends, right? Like,
no, I forget. It's been so long.
Yeah, okay, you slide back in. You know, it's not like it's...
You're not trying to, make amends. You're just trying to slide back in.
You know the person for so long. Like, for me and my ex-girlfriend, like, we know each other for so long that, like, we weren't together for a period of, 5 months. And then...
I feel like it was longer than that.
Yeah, 6, 7 months. We weren't together for a while. And then I missed her a little bit. I guess she missed me a little bit. So we started texting. Texting grew to like, let's hang out. And then hang out, then up to sleepovers. But there was nothing romantic going on. It was just lot of like intimate friendship, comfort that like I think we both missed. And I definitely missed it when I joined the dating world. You know what I mean? Like you trade off a little bit of that comfort when you
What's up, Badu?
Yeah, exactly. So I met around then, and
around when? Which part of reconnecting with the ex-girlfriend?
I had already moved
in. Hugging part.
Okay. All right. So
hugging and caressing.
So essentially, post. Okay, post. Yeah. All right. That is.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Post. Post. But I mean, like.
Okay. The old wives' tale that cows lie down when it's about to rain may not be so far-fetched after all, according to a new study by scientists.
So at one time it was far-fetched? I thought this was like fact, pure fact.
Oh my God. For researchers have discovered that cows stand up for longer periods when it's hot, proving that there's a definite link between their behavior and the weather. It's like, yeah, well, what does that have to do with the... They also suggest that cows lie down when it's colder, which is often what happens to the weather just before it rains.
So there's a little bit of validity there.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm trying not to I'm trying to be honest with myself here too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a difficult thing because I love my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
I want to keep her feelings. Like she doesn't feel good about any of this.
I'd imagine that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So with that said, it's a girl I've been seeing around here for the last 4 or 5 years.
I'm curious about the sexting part.
The sexting part?
Yeah, you would think you were sexting somebody.
No, there was no sexting going on.
There was no sexting?
No.
Okay. And that's still sexy text. Like, all right, hot stuff. Have a good night, you know.
Well, that's what just happened. That's what just happened. So what ended up happening, we ended up hooking up or whatever, post me moving in and then being, with my ex-girlfriend a couple times. And then I stopped talking to her.
Yeah.
Because I was back with my ex-girlfriend.
You should for a while. It's your ex-girlfriend. You should stop talking to ex-girlfriend.
No, I was with my girlfriend. Now she was my girlfriend. So I was like, I'm not going to fuck with this girl anymore because it's like, now I got a girlfriend. Like, for real. Like, I'm not going to...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I stopped talking to her. And then, fast forward 3 months till a couple of days ago, I get into a fight with my girlfriend. And I say, fuck it. I don't deserve this treatment. Let's hit up my Facebook Messenger on my new phone that I got.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a lock on it yet because I got the new phone a couple of days ago. And
it's open. It's an open phone, ladies and gentlemen. If you catch Jay, you can have an open phone.
There was some sexual text exchange. I guess it wasn't sexual, just complimentary text exchange.
Compliments is like sexy texting.
Followed by me coming to visit her, not sleeping with her, coming back to home, and my phone being unlocked and the messages being read.
And yeah.
Me and subsequently being kicked out of the apartment.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is the ex-girlfriend / new girlfriend, is she the type to read messages? Did you realize you didn't have your phone?
I realized, I thought, we've been together for 5 years, 6 years, total, and not once has either of us read through each other's messages.
I feel like she's definitely read through them before.
You think so?
Maybe once or twice.
Definitely. I don't know.
If she had, she'd probably find
from what I know of her,
she always seems to know some things about where he's been. I'm not even fully sure. I was with him half the time anyway,
Yo, has a girl ever made you watch a movie, a romantic movie about a Like a handsome.
This is inconclusive, but yes, continue.
Yeah, like a handsome like man in like Scotland with like open shirts, and it's like a love story takes place on like fields.
Has a fucking woman asked me to watch a movie with a Scottish,
like a handsome man with like an open shirt, like in like a field, like a love story that exists in like the Scottish.
I don't think so. No,
that's happened to me way too many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that might be a white guy thing.
Maybe. Like these, I don't know. It's a certain type of two different. It's actually two different first dates where I go to the girl's house, and it's like
what movies, by the way.
I fucking have no fucking idea.
It's kind of happened to me like once.
They're the worst though.
Once, twice.
What movie?
I don't remember. It's like one of those you know when they write like a romance novel and turn it into a movie or something.
Okay.
Kind of like thing.
Notebook kind
of
thing.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, one of those in the style of that. Yeah. Except it exists on the fields on the plains of Scotland.
These are mostly B movies. I don't know what they're doing in circulation so regularly anyway.
I just remember I tried to make out with the girl during one of these movies and she was like, no.
The good parts about the house. Yeah, like,
she'd seen it already.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
Yeah, of course. It was her favorite movie. That's why she put it on for me. She's like, what do you think about that?
Favorite, like having a favorite movie?
Someone comes up to you, right? Like, yo, okay, we're going to go watch a movie in my house tonight. And then you're looking for the movie, and they're like, yo, this is my favorite movie. Like, let's watch it.
Yeah.
And like I've seen it up a million times and you've never seen it. And now it's just the two of you guys watching a movie where you've never seen and then that person has seen it 150 times.
I mean, it better be because this is like a great movie and I think you need to see this. I know your taste and like it's crazy that you haven't seen this. Not just because I fucking love this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like that's terrible.
You both gotta choose a movie.
Well, people are selfish like that. They're gonna assume that you're gonna like it. Like, if they like it so much, they're going to be like...
I don't know. That's a weird assumption.
Yeah.
Like, I rarely like what anyone else likes. So, anyone who knows me, they wouldn't assume that.
You didn't see Get Out with Robert Pattinson? Tell you about that?
The Get Out?
Get Out, yeah, where it's like he's trying to... He rescues his handicapped brother from, like... A hospital or...
It's in Get Out, the fucking...
Oh, not Get Out. Sorry, okay, it was called Good Night.
No, Good Night. Not yet.
Get Out, though? Get Out was good.
Get Out?
Get Out was alright. You know what I mean? It was a pleasant movie.
She's very intuitive, too, though. That's another thing. She's very intuitive. She's intuitive just like a shotgun. Like she's gonna hit something, but there's gonna be a lot of spray gonna miss. You know,
if a shotgun can be used accurately at short range, you know, and there you are.
So now, what ends up happening is, I find out that these two end up connecting. She sees the text message. She reads the girl's name on Facebook, and she adds her to Facebook and starts messaging back and forth with her.
Yeah.
And now, so this girl was supposed
about
to...
About you, obviously.
Yeah, about me.
Okay, yeah.
Have we gone through the marriage part with this girl yet?
Yeah.
The new girl?
I mean, he said at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, she was supposed to get married.
So, through the rabbi.
So, after what happened with me, that got called off. And I didn't know that. Well, I ended up being with my girlfriend. So when they were talking, she didn't actually explain that text message. But when they were talking, they exchanged text messages. And, yeah.
They're friends now.
They're friends. They're not friends. Because you know what? Since I stopped talking to the other girl, because I was with my girlfriend again, I'm like, I'm not going to continue this fling. That girl told my girlfriend, she's like, you know Jay, he's a piece of shit. He just, you know, only cares about himself. Like,
the new girl.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
She's like, did you fuck him last night? He's like, I saw on the phone he was making plans to, like, come and fuck me. She's like, of course he didn't come and fuck me. Jay's like a piece of shit. He just fucking only thinks about himself. He's like, he talks to me one day and then you know, like, I don't hear from him for 6 months, you know?
Oh,
like,
shit. So I got, she's the intuitive one.
Yeah.
How did she know this already?
Yeah, it's been didn't take her long at all.
I'm Julian McKenzie, co-host of the Scrum Podcast, a sports show I'm doing with my podcasting partner in crime, Tristan Damore, on the UpFord Network. Every week, we analyze something different from the Canadian sports media landscape. Lack of diversity, getting a job in the field, coverage of different sports, and answering some of the harder questions. Through a combination of back-and-forth discussion and high-profile guest interviews, we're aiming to figure out exactly what's up in the world of sports. Find us wherever podcasts are sold. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, Message in a Bottle, Morse Code, Telegram, Singing Telegram, Target, Walgreens, Bird's Nest, Dad's Shed, and a crowded convention center bathroom.
So what the fuck's up with you guys? So let's put some of your hearts on the tables. Casey, where you at?
Well, I don't know. Stoned. Stoned, sleeping on a couch. Couch is only a couple $100 a month. It's not so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nice. What kind of couch?
Leathery. Leathery. It's leathery. Not necessarily leather. It's leathery.
Oh, sleeping on leather couches is the worst.
Summertime is going to start.
It's actually very comfortable. It's comfortable. Yeah? It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I think we're trying to throw a sheet, like a cotton sheet.
Yeah, I have a sheet. I have a nice sheet.
Man, I remember when I was single, I would often choose to sleep on the couch. It was like, I like sleeping on the couch.
It's not bad, yeah. Beds are uncomfortable to me. They're flat. Sometimes you have too much room and you wake up in a weird position because you turned over or something.
Couch is like more womb-like.
Yeah, exactly.
You're confined.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's crazy is that pull-out couches, this is a secret with pull-out couches, is that if you like... stick your head in the, you're sleeping on it, you stick your head in the cushions, like in the corner, there's like some extra air that's like in the, like the bedding, right? And it's the cleanest, like most freshest air you'll ever like breathe in your life, because it's like trapped down there. So do you ever just like stick your head in one of the cushions of a pull-out couch?
No.
Oh man. there's this like pocket of air that's trapped inside the couch, and like if it's like a stuffy room, you just like put your head in there and you suck that fucking beautiful new oxygen in. Oh man,
you sound like a kid telling me about a bonus level in a video game.
It is.
It's like, yo, you jump in the fucking cave.
Well, it's like when you turn the pillow over, the coolest side of the pillow, right? It's like, oh shit, like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, next time you see, but you can't find pullout couches anymore.
Mm, yeah,
they're too hard to move, and they're fucking uncomfortable.
They are heavy. There's a bed in there. Fuck, no kidding. Mm-hmm. It's a bed and a couch.
How did you find this out?
I was slept on a pull-out couch the other night.
Yeah.
And then I was like so hot and I felt sick, and then I just like, I was like so frustrated about feeling sick that I just stuffed my head into like the fucking side of the cushion, and then it like opened up this pocket of air that I just breathed in all this cool oxygen. I was like, what? Is it over on the other side?
Where's
too?
Where's this come from?
Yeah, exactly. So then I moved on to the other side of the couch and I stole all that oxygen.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Cool air in the couch and he took it.
Then I decided, I'm like,
didn't leave enough for nobody.
If I'm this desperate. I'm this desperate for clean air, I should probably open a window, and that's what I did after.
Yeah.
But then I slept by the window, and sleeping by a window, magnifique.
I agree.
I love sleeping by windows.
Yeah, yeah. I have a nice window for my leather couch.
Yeah, what do you hear at night?
You say the knee stuff.
Oh,
there's
shit.
A bar across the street. People are drunk going to and fro. Jerry out to Rue Saint Laurent, that kind of thing.
Nice.
You don't know.
I hear St. Catherine. St. Catherine West.
Yeah, yeah. The whole noise.
Man, are there any differences in these sounds? Can we pinpoint what sounds you hear?
The people would be closer. So I get some good yells. I get some loud 4 a.m.
But I mean, I guess
arguments.
It's French over there, right?
Yeah.
Are you English?
I'm Chinese.
Chinese. Okay, there's a big difference off the top.
Yeah.
Chinese.
I don't know how the Chinese argue in the middle of the night.
A lot of Chinese, a lot of Indians. A lot of Indians and Chinese, they stay out late. Like late to at like bubble tea shops and shit like that. So it's like very frequent. Like I'll go home at like,
yeah, they're midnight 2:30. People. They're midnight people. They're always out at things.
And they're just hanging out like, but not drinking. Like, but having bubble teas and shit till 2:30.
Yeah, just having conversation.
Yeah, having conversations. I think it's cool as fuck. And in numbers too. The sounds I hear, construction, a lot of construction trucks at 5 a.m. I'm on the 15th floor, so it's like construction trucks. I hear some crackhead fights because like I'm like my bedroom window's in the back of a high rise, so like the dumpster is right underneath my window, so like that's where everyone goes to shoot out.
A crackhead fight, that's usually a thud, glass breaking, and then a
and then a third and fourth party yelling, "You got him, Rick! Get out of here!"
Okay, so then,
so here he is.
What happens next is, for me, the part that baffles me is that I get text messages now from my ex-girlfriend sent to my father, to my mother.
Oh, shit.
To my stepmother.
Aye, aye, aye. She hit the pops and the stepmother?
To my friend Mike over here.
I caught a couple.
That's like two people more than necessary. Like, they'll tell the rest and then it becomes their story. You know?
Everybody knows about this now. Everybody. And now I'm kicked out. I have an hour to leave the apartment. Okay? The morning after that she finds the text, I have an hour to leave before she calls the cops. So I barricade myself in the apartment, grab as much shit as I can. And
barricades
and take off. I head west to my parents' place, to my pops' place, where my pops and my stepmom were looking at me in disbelief, like, "You 34-year-old rascal, what are you doing out here in these streets?" And now I'm being defensive and trying to explain myself to them. And now I'm feeling extra stupid because I'm like, why am I justifying this to you guys?
This is a 34-year-old man answering to his parents about his dalliances in the game of the night.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped halfway through. I'm like, why am I doing this for?
What'd they say? Like, what was their point? You know what I mean?
Well, they love me, so it's like their point. They weren't mad. They were just like, you know, like they want to make sure I was okay first, and then they were like wondering. I mean, they asking the real questions. It's like, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Like, that's essentially what it is. I mean, and that's what I'm stuck with right now. It's like, if it was a couple years ago, I'd be kind of more caught up in the drama of all this bullshit. But like, I'm really not. Like, I really, like, I mean, what happened happened. I know what it is. It is what it is. The real question for me is, like, what the fuck am I going to do with the rest of my life? I ended up getting back together with my ex-girlfriend because I miss that comfort and I miss that stability of being in, like, a marriage, right? Like, I was living with her for 5 years. It's like a marriage, you know? I miss that a lot. But I mean, that didn't stop me from, you know, like, right when I ended up getting back into it, talking to this other girl.
Playing the games of the night.
Playing the games of the night, exactly, right?
This is the games of the night.
So just like what her rabbi told her and what forced her to break off the relationship is that if you're willing to flirt and, you know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be getting married anyway. So everyone's learning a lesson here.
And the crazy part is that what happens with her is that she confesses
sexy
this to the rabbi.
Young Jay.
And
young
then the
impressionable
rabbi.
Jay.
The rabbi is the one that made the call to her man.
That's crazy. So everyone gets a call. Everyone's getting a text and phone
call.
She
says,
about
yo,
this.
I just was intimate with the dude.
I'm a little more curious. What did you say to your parents? I personally don't know this chick, so it's not that interesting to me.
I was more talking to them about how I felt. I was talking aloud to them about how my feelings, because I didn't know how I felt about all this. So like, I wasn't really explaining. I started explaining like the specifics, like this happened and then this happened.
Yeah.
Then I was like, segued into like, why am I feeling like this? Like, why am I? And I kind of was like round tabling like feelings with them for a second.
Were you enjoying yourself?
Was that during that conversation?
Well, not during, like, during this whole adventure.
Right now, I'm enjoying myself because it's like, this is the first, you guys are putting a smile on my face talking about it a little bit. But, I mean, throughout this adventure, no, I wasn't enjoying myself. I don't like the fact that I hurt somebody, you know? That's like hurting somebody, you know? This was something that was in the past that I ended up getting re-brought up because I mean, I got caught slipping.
No one likes getting caught slipping.
I caught slipping.
But you do feel bad about getting caught slipping.
No. No, I don't, because you can't feel bad about getting caught slipping, because getting caught slipping is a thing. If you get caught slipping, you just that's it. You know, it's
okay, I'm with you. Okay.
You're caught slipping. No, it's usually where did the crack go? That's where the fight happens. It's one guy looking on the ground.
He has it in his bag. Bastard.
Someone dropped it, something, or someone's looking for something, and they're kicking around dirt and garbage, and one guy's in the garbage fucking pail and shit. So there's a lot of that, a lot of shooting up sounds. A lot of people coming back from bars.
Whoa, what's a shooting up sound?
Oh, no, I see people shooting up.
Oh, okay. I want to hear about the oral experience.
Oh, yeah, for the sirens.
Kind of an oral.
Sirens. I'm right by the cop station on Guy and Mackay, and then Guy and Rennie Levesque. There's two huge downtown cop stations there. So, and a firehouse right at the end of my street. So sirens all this time.
Yeah, I'm right by a firehouse. It's fucking...
Yeah, you get sirens, eh?
Yeah, a lot of them. Then trains. The trains, it's so close.
But you live right across from a school, too.
Yeah, and fucking kids, man.
Kids, the trains,
that's
schools.
The worst part of it.
So I got caught slipping. What do you do about it, right, at this point? And what I have to do about it right now at this point is decide whether or not I want to, like, start seriously settling it down, or I want to just play these night games.
Well, I got to tell you that when I listened to some of the older episodes this season, when you referred to marriage or a relationship, you used jail and prison metaphors like 3 to 4 times.
Have I?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, each time. So it's kind of like,
maybe I'm not. Yeah, I know. But I want a kid. That's what I've been thinking recently, is that I want a kid. You know what I mean? I don't see marriage as anything different. Like I'm not intimidated by marriage anymore. I think I might be still intimidated by commitment, though.
Yeah.
You know? Which is like, that's a scary thing.
Yeah, well, judging by the language you use when referring to it, I would...
Man,
guess,
I didn't even...
There's no way out of this commitment. I'm trapped in a commitment.
Because if you were to ask me now, I mean, like, the time I spent getting back with my ex-girlfriend, like, the intimate periods of, like, kind of... Being a little bit closer to understanding that this could turn into a marriage and a family, you know, kind of made me happy. You know, there's a part of that that did make me happy. But it also came in a point where there's a lot of change going on in my life.
Yeah, a lot of different things.
Right? And, like, you can't...
Fractional occurrences, I don't know. They create room for you to empty and resupply.
Cause and effect, man.
Cause and effect.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, I guess we did, huh?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, like, we haven't made our ad yet, so we're not official, so...
Yeah, we get teased.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
top of the hour.
Top of the W-L-A-Z. Jay Lindsay.
This is Mike Larson. What we are going to do here, Casey, you haven't been around for this.
No.
This is brand new.
And I'm Casey Sampson. Hello.
Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to grab a little piece of paper out of this tambourine. It's going to have a question on it. We're just going to answer it.
All right. We're just going to ask a question.
Yeah.
Let's ask a million questions tonight. At the top of the hour... We've many occurrences. A few seconds here, a couple more seconds there.
All right, whoever wants to go first, just go.
Do you work to live or live to work?
What?
This is a plebeian question for the working class people of you amongst us. Who out there works to live?
This question is directed to you.
Oh, do I work to live?
If you open that paper, it is directed to you. You answer it.
I live to work. I live to get things done and accomplish things and to reap the fruits of my labors. I live to work.
Evening, sir. It's you again, huh? You got any more questions? Oh, you do. Okay. Where'd the lasers go for a year? Well, that's a long story, best saved for someone's memoirs. All I know is you can head to patreon.com/lasersontheride to make sure it never happens again. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
They haven't hit themselves.
These fucking fireworks, they remind me of one of my first Montreal memories. When I came back here is when after I met you, and like we went to, what was this, like Saint Jean or something in Pancor.
Oh shit!
Oh, Fireman's Day.
Yeah, it was Fireman's like a Day? Fireworks and it was like a band.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was so weird.
No, that's
pageantry.
So, that's not weird though in Quebec. That is the shit that happens everywhere in Quebec.
Yeah, yeah.
Every small town on Canada Day or wherever.
It was enjoyable though. It was fucking.
They'll have that one stage with the French band and they're like the kind of like 7 on 10 hot French singer with the red streaks in
her hair.
She
may be that moment.
Red leather jacket. There'll be hot dogs. There'll be a lot of beer. And yeah, of course, fireworks. I don't think fireworks are overrated at all.
Overrated?
I don't think they're overrated at all.
I don't feel like they're rated that high anymore, so I would agree. Like there was a point in time where people loved fucking fireworks.
They're boring. Fireworks. What are you doing?
Exactly.
You're standing there watching things explode in the distance. There's no damage inflicted or anything, and then everyone's done, and it's loud. So like,
so you're saying there's damage inflicted? You would have a better time watching fireworks.
I'd be more excited if they would do that to like demolish a building. I would be there every time. I wouldn't miss one.
I don't know if I'm eloquently explaining the situation. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still kind of shocked and stunned myself and trying to figure out what the fuck I'm...
This isn't an eloquent situation. This is real. This is... You feel things. You know, you're doing things.
Well, like, people, my thing is, like, do I pay for a $200 room in someone's apartment tomorrow instead of staying at my parents' place for the next however long until I could, like, you know what I mean, get my own apartment? Do I, like, you know, do that route? Do I beg to get back into this? I wouldn't have to beg to get back into this relationship. Should I try to get back into a relationship?
I feel like you probably shouldn't. No.
I don't know, man. The humiliation text is pretty far gone. Like, I don't even know how to.
But I mean, like, why? Why would you? You know what I mean? Why would you?
Why would I would be?
Are you a sucker? Are you a sucker for pain? A sucker for love? What are you a sucker for?
No, it's the person. I would is because of the person. It's like I've never met anybody like this person, and there's a specific relationship I share with this person. That has nothing to do with sex, and it has nothing to do with, like, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with, like,
what if it had more to do with sex?
I'll go.
I'll catch him next week, though.
Hey! Are you having a good time?
Jesus. Are you having a good time?
Are you having a good time?
Damn, Jay, that feels like it was actually written for you or something.
Yeah. Are you having a good time?
Are you having a good time?
Right now, I'm having a good time. I got butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, good.
Anytime I can feel this fucking amount of, like, combination of...
Don't forget to feel positive about these butterflies. They're not butterflies
of regret.
They're butterflies of new beginning, spring. The caterpillar has turned into a beautiful young man.
Yes, I'm having a good time.
Squirming around like a caterpillar.
Gross ass caterpillar has turned into a nice young man.
Yeah.
Slimy as fuck.
Slided up and down his victims.
Mine is. Have you ever secretly wished you would be tricked into being on the show? What would you do?
Oh,
is what would you do like one of those?
Oh, and tricked on the show, yeah.
It's like the scenario show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, and you're supposed to be a bystander. Yeah, how would you react?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I secretly wished to ever be on it, but I would love to be on it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I take pride in my virtuousness.
Have you ever... Have you ever stepped up for someone in recently? Stepped up for some social injustice that you saw happening in front of you?
No. I'm too solitary of an individual.
Yeah, he'll observe it and, form an opinion and be on his way.
I'm just nowhere. I'm nowhere. I don't see anything happen.
Really? Come on, you do. Yeah.
When's the last time? Oh, what would you... Oh, I saw... Right on the train. I saw an Asian girl about probably, 4'2", carrying a big suitcase down a flight of stairs from Vondo Metro. There are 40 stairs, and nobody's around to help her. And I'm looking around, and she's literally just it's
Did
about
you
to
help
like,
her.
Of course, I helped her. I went and carried her down 40 flights of stairs. I asked her, if she's going to the metro. She's like, yeah, I go. Put the ticket in, lift it over the
nice.
Metro stall,
yeah.
Bring it down the metro.
That's a gift.
And I'm like,
gave her a gift.
Can you take it from here? And her rosy Asian cheek, she says, yes, I can take it from here. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
And I was hoping John Quinones popped out and been like, yo, you.
Is that the host of that show?
John Quinones? Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yo. So what made you carry this Asian girl's bags down the stairs? Well, John, I've had an Asian fetish since age of 14.
That's John Kerr.
Yeah.
Would you then be then would you feel more specific to this person?
Probably.
It seems the dalliances tend to be
No, probably. But I mean, when I was single and you're meeting different types of people, you start to realize that there's only a couple of different archetypes of people with various degrees of personality. You know, there's you're going to trade
you
something
really think
in.
So?
What
do you mean,
you're
going to
trade something
couple?
In. You're going to, you know what I mean? You could be dating a 10, but she's dumb as fuck type of thing. What you mean? Or you have a girl who's really nice and she recycles, but she's fucking messy. You know what I mean? Or there's the girl that, doesn't take care of her hygiene, but she's fucking making a ton of money. You know what I mean? There's these things. Those are weird, very weird examples.
Yeah, but I think you need to worry more about your relation to it. You know what I mean? It's not you clearly do not care about this person in this kind of way. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense.
Care about what? You mean to...
Well, I mean, why?
Care enough about her that I would make a move like that that would hurt her?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that she's definitely not going to like, and are you willing to not do those things?
Right.
And, do you even care about her in that way?
Well, that's the things though. I don't know how I care about her. I just know that I care about her.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I care about you. I'm not in a relationship with you.
I don't come trying to tell
you. You know what I mean? There's different relationships.
No, totally. I like to slow, bring the ball up the court and, think that he's going to set up a play and then he just jacks it
from two steps inside.
And it's what the fuck? The play didn't even start. Yo, I saw the funniest fucking... comment on Reddit about Kyle Korver. It said, someone said, he looks so aerodynamic.
Okay, the way he runs, you see how he runs the whole time and he's bent forward?
Yeah.
I actually read an article about Kyle Korver years ago that I never put together that it was Kyle Korver, but when I did, it was the most fucking hilarious thing ever. In the summers, Kyle Korver does this crazy ancient Polynesian training regimen that is, they put him underwater on the beach, tie something on him, and he runs fucking on the bottom of the ocean.
What?
So that's why he looks like that. He's trying to tread water, man.
That's why. Where does he go? Polynesia?
I don't know, some island.
He looks like the type of guy that likes to fuck Polynesian guys too.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. He's got a site to AsianDream.com. Yeah. Still got your site to AsianDream.com, Case?
I haven't been there in a while. It's probably up.
I didn't mean your video. I meant your subscription.
Yeah, man. That's what I meant.
Okay, good. Is your video still up?
I haven't checked.
Casey's featured on AsianDream.com, wrecking 3 Vietnamese chicks.
Yeah,
I got too much to lose. I got too much to lose.
See, that's guy talk. That's like locker room talk. When they talk about locker room talk and shit like that, like that's like what, like that's the extent of it where I'll go. Just talking about Casey and the fucking Asian porn or wrecking three Chinese chicks, Korean chicks or whatever.
Just imagery.
Yeah, just imagery.
I just like
call it ice cream trucking.
Ice cream trucking.
Ice cream truck.
Oh man.
But do you think that's way different than Donald Trump saying, like, you know what you should do is you should grab by the pussy.
Well, I mean, it's not, it doesn't take place in the real world, yeah, for one thing.
Totally. That's the difference.
Like, Trump is talking about, like, actual pussies that you should actually grab.
Yeah, so you're saying a safe locker room talk is, like, talking about fictional things, no matter how far the envelope can be pushed, but they're all fictional, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Was,
yeah.
Like, that's the time you've seen a couple of people banging on a table or a windowsill or something.
A windowsill?
Yeah.
A windowsill.
Were you in Tennessee? Where is this? Is your apple
just
pie?
Just knocking the pie off.
Just a place. Just a place I go sometimes when I'm fucking drunk. It's a windowsill.
I always want to have sex outside in the summer.
That could be nice. That's always fun.
Yeah,
fun,
I mean, fun. Just do it then.
Yeah, man.
There's plenty of places
out
here.
Plenty of people.
There aren't that many places.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm here to have sex outside. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
You?
You wear a bright shirt.
I bet there's a fair bit of instances where a bunch of hunter dudes go out in the woods and, like, they all go hunting together. And the one guy's like, hey, look you guys want to have sex instead?
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
they all do it.
Yo, you shoot anything? Nah. You shoot anything? Nah. Ah, man. Don't want to waste the trip.
we got our gun. We ain't use these guns.
This is all cocked up, Frank. No, it's all right, Barry. It's all right. Come on.
It's on skeptical hunting trips. They're going to turn into sex trips.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Greg. I have a wife.
Your wife ain't in the woods.
Come on, Barry, it'll be fun.
Who's asking you on hunting trips?
Never been asked on hunting trips. Okay. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. But it's also like we've lived together for a long time too.
Yeah.
So it's sharing space and it's routine. And it's like breaking up that space together in the routine and like the integration.
Those things end. Those things sometimes have to end. Or like you just be like thrown in this weird spiral of, you know, like kind of closeness, but then like hating each other and fighting about, you know, these sort of things or those sort of things or everything these people fight about all the time. It makes it kind of hard to share that space a lot.
You know what fucks me up? And this is as real as it's going to get, is that she will look me in my eye and tell me that I love you and I promise you that nobody in this world is going to love me more than you. And I mean that with all my heart.
No, like, one's going to love you more than her. Okay, yeah.
It's like, I love you so much and like I'm willing to do anything for you.
Yeah.
Aren't
you a little more curious of, I wonder who that person is for me. Who do I want to, love enough that I would do anything for?
You're completely right.
Like, that's more important, I feel like.
Some people would say differently.
Who?
I don't know. I've heard other, I mean, I think I, like, other than my dad. My dad has
never asked me. You ever a hunting trip with your dad once?
No, I've never been hunting ever before in my life.
Maybe that's why you imagine being so gay out there in the woods.
No, I don't know.
Did you see Brokeback Mountain and it got any, you a little?
Well, I mean, it's like any like ritualistic like thing where men get together and go off into somewhere remote is a little bit homoerotic. No? Like that's,
yeah, of course.
So like scouts, like Cub Scouts.
Except for like maybe tripping out in the desert. Like to me, that doesn't seem like fucking very homoerotic.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's so like insular.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, Otherwise, it's very intimate. It's just whatever you're doing, it's just two people doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting around.
Making fires, looking at a hawk.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking at the fire.
Yeah. I think the key to making sure you have...
How about that fire, Hank?
It's a good fire.
But sometimes... See, that's standard. That's good. That's what you want out of your trip. It's just to sit around and you and Hank just talk about how good the fire is. That's like... That's if that's where the night goes, that's what you came for, man.
Warm this fire.
Yep.
You know what keeps me warm?
What?
You.
See, that's when it goes south.
Yeah, two guys staring at a fire.
If he would have said, you know what keeps me warm? my Dodge 350.
Yeah.
And he would have been like, that's a great car.
Yeah. You still sleeping in it?
I'm Tom Zalatni, host and producer of Up for Discussion, a long-running comedy podcast on the Upford Network. Every week, me and my team of hilarious improvisers use audience-submitted questions to dive deep and delicious into every topic under the sun. Nothing is off limits. The audience has full control. It's like going to an improv show, only it's in your ears, and nobody's asking to see a scene about sex toys. Hopefully. One reviewer called it an underappreciated cult classic. Another reviewer called it not a very compelling product. Go check it out and see for yourself. The Up for Discussion podcast. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.
I don't know what side to agree with, to tell you the truth. I'm a little lost in that respect. But, you know, like to find somebody that loves you for you and loves you for your imperfections, which I have a couple, you know what I mean, is that's like, for a while, that for me has been enough to love somebody. Like, wow, if you're like able to stick by me through this,
yeah,
and this, you know what I mean?
That so really, you're able to love someone through yourself, essentially, is what you're telling me. It's like, it's through the perspective of, because this person loves me so much,
several
now I love
several.
Them.
Well, a part of the other, like, that's part of it. I mean, the other, there's other, she's got like many other redeeming qualities, but like, you know, that's the one that hurts. That's the one that hurts. You know what I mean? That's the one that hurts when I'm thinking about letting go of it. And it's like letting go of someone that'll look you in the eye and say that. Like, I mean, that's the first time that's really kind of happened to me. You know, on that level where you feel like, I mean, you, like the person.
Well, is it true?
The person
or is this like,
the,
well,
is
this,
I don't know.
Is this just the manifestation of something maybe you wanted to hear? Like, maybe she says something else and you heard that, you know?
Well, maybe she's doing it for herself. Maybe, like, you know, maybe some people want to love somebody, you know? Like, that everyone wants to love
somebody.
Everybody
wants
to
love somebody.
And everyone wants to love deeply. And, like, you know what I mean? You just, it's like, you need to, the puzzle pieces. You just need to fill that puzzle pieces for some people, you know? Like, you don't really know.
Why you think they call it a flatbed?
Because I turned my flatbed to a waterbed.
It's flat.
I'd be sick. I'm gonna be like Cody from Step by Step. Instead of sleeping in a van, I'm going to sleep in a flatbed. I fucking turn into a waterbed.
Yeah.
I'd be so sick.
Yeah.
So sick.
What would you do in
someone's
winter?
Got out. Yo, that's like a hot tub thing. They put hot tubs in the back of flatbeds all the time.
Yeah? Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, but like a fucking...
So you want a flatbed hot tub. That's what you want. Yeah. Do you need it? Do you need a flatbed
no,
hot tub?
No, a flatbed bed.
Flatbed hot tub bed.
Sounds like a flatbed bed, like flatbed house.
Yeah. There's got to be a hot
fucking
tub.
Awesome.
Then you put a top over the hot tub, and it's a bed after. But you open it, and it's a hot tub.
You got a little window between the cab and the flatbed, right? So you just slide through there. To
no,
the
no. Your idea completely doesn't work. My idea is the right idea.
All right. Explain your idea. You got the floor.
It's a flatbed, and the bottom of it is a hot tub jacuzzi. But when you're done with the hot water under there, you close it down, and it becomes your actual bed.
It
doubles as a jacuzzi. They're just splashing around. And you get out, you close it, you climb into bed.
What heat's sleep, the water?
Solar panels. Truck. Solar panels, perhaps. Yeah, you can put solar panels on top.
You let the electrician worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you let whoever's doing this hot tub in your truck. They
you're not going to put this together yourself.
Yeah.
Whoever's putting it in and painting it purple.
Flatbed's pretty big. You get four or five people in these motherfuckers. Easy. So you have a pretty big hot tub slash bed back there.
God damn. There'll
be all kinds of shit going on.
Man, you're going to have like it's going to be such a party for fucking one summer, and the second summer you're going to be like, I don't want to do that again. It was so limiting.
You're just like questioning yourself and like why you did that in the first place.
Like, it never went anywhere.
No, it was no fun.
Eventually everyone left. Went to the real party.
Oh man. And the upkeep of that thing. Shit, you gotta drive it around in the fucking... Yo, you know how far you'll have to stop?
Water splashing.
Like, you have to start putting on your brake if you're driving, like, what? Like, 100 clicks? Like, you got a bunch of water in the back?
Yeah, it's true. The fucking physics of it?
You're gonna have to stop.
It wouldn't be that much water, let's say. Maybe
how much water do you think?
35 gallons. How much is that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's some big girls in the United States of America. I assume that we're taking this to the United States of America.
We or you?
But, I mean, it goes to say that, like, there was part of me that recently when I, like, reconnected and tried to, you know, go outside the relationship in a spot more that's more recent where it's, like, officially now that we're committed.
You're at the relationship spa away from the relationship for a couple of weeks. So you're in the woods. You're lying in a cool pool and there's people around you. And it's like,
just to relax. Let some tension off.
They're playing cool music. The spa. All
right, back to the grind. What were you saying? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know what he's saying.
No, well, there was part of me that had a chance. Like, there's part of me that, like, when, like, I was like, fuck this. I mean, you fucked me. I was like, mad at her. I was like, unjustified fucking bullshit that came my way. And I went with the intentions of going in and, like, fucking saying, fuck this. I'm going to go have sex with a fucking hot girl.
This is why you can't.
You
can't have the ex-girlfriend. If you're going to be in that gray zone, you can't have the ex-girlfriend in that gray zone.
Well, she was my girlfriend at the time. And I was fuck you, this is over. We kind of blew up at each other. I left. I come here. Well, I try and reconnect. It doesn't end up happening.
That's why things are fucked up now, because, you know.
Well, it doesn't end up happening.
Things are happening.
But what ends up happening is the shit that happened, like, 2 or 3 months prior end up coming to light.
Yeah.
And that's
that's a good 3 months.
Yeah, so that was in the past. I thought that was kind of over with. But, I mean, there's a reason it came out. The truth always comes out, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think you need to figure out what it is you think you're going to miss by not getting back into a relationship with this chick. You know what I mean?
Jokes?
Yeah. I don't know. I think you can probably find jokes. I think you could probably find jokes.